You know, some folks believe everyone has a public life, a private life, and a secret life. What do you think about that?
See, the thing is, I guess, my secret life is a bit less secret than anyone else's right now.
Promotion, eh?
Yep.
So, when are you gonna junk that heat?
What? It runs. I'm always where the action is.
We're still hanging out this weekend, though, right?
Yeah, you bet. We're moving the stuff from the apartment, right?
Huh?
Right.
We should celebrate right after. How about dinner at Vivante's?
Vivante's? Are you sure we can get out of there for under 30 bucks?
No.
No?
You just got a raise.
All right, let's not get crazy. All right? Talk to you at lunch. Good morning.
Morning, Dad.
Miss Selkirk.
Congratulations.
Mr. Mahoney has just become the branch's youngest assistant manager.
I see.
He's been handling Miss Selkirk's accounts and trading interests for some time.
Well, perhaps we could get started.
Are you telling me that the bank would be happy to lend the money to my father, but has reservations about lending it to me?
Absolutely not. We'd merely be happier if Selkirk International was involved as security.
I thought security was...
The building itself, with Miss Selkirk's bond holdings making up the balance.
In addition to which, you have my client's personal guarantee.
Even so, such a large line of credit. Sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go through that, Miss Selkirk.
What was on that sheet you handed Briggs?
I thought he should know how much we're making off you already.
Oh, man! You actually make banking fun.
Yeah, it's all about procedure, Miss Selkirk. You just have to know your way around it.
Well, I am very grateful. One of these days I'm going to take you out and get you a decent suit. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You sure he can handle a loan of this size at his age?
Oh, absolutely. He has an impeccable record and excellent judgment.
What are you doing here?
Well, we got a little concerned when you didn't show. We thought maybe you were sick or something.
No, you can't be here. Right? This is not the racetrack.
How much you got for his banker?
I told you, I need a day or two.
That was on Monday, Dan. This is Friday.
Look, guys, I'm having a bad run. So what? Right, just give me 5,000 more.
5,000 more?
Yes.
Well, if you can't look after yourself, I'm going to have to do it for you.
Right, what are you saying?
I'm saying that we're going to have to come up with a payment plan. Will you give me a certain amount of money on a certain day, and until you're paid up, you do not play?
You can't do that.
I can do it. I'm doing it now.
I thought we had a relationship here.
We have a relationship, and that is why I'm shutting you down.
For a few grand?
It's not a few grand, Dan. It's 10,300.
All right, so what am I supposed to do? Go to the racetrack and watch?
Do I make you do business with me?
Okay, okay. Give me an hour. Yeah, give me an hour. I'll see you in the garage in an hour. A couple of bozos looking for a loan. And Martin? I don't see anyone without an appointment. Understand?
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
A bank draft.
This is made out to him.
Hey, you want it made out to you?
No. No.
What do I do with this?
Hey, you take it to your branch.
My what?
That's not normal.
Well, it's normal where I come from.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but I don't like my name on it.
Yeah, well, you will when you cash it. All right, what are tonight's lines?
No. I'm not going to let you bet.
What?
Banker.
No, we're not betting. I'm not going to let you do that.
All right, I just paid off.
I know, but I can't do business like this.
Okay, great. Take it to your branch.
Yeah, right. Fucking
come
guy.
Come on, Dan.
What a fucking guy.
Bank trap.
Terry, that bridge loan we did a draft on for Mr. Quinson?
Uh-huh.
We're going to do another 15 for a cash pickup.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Terry.
Want this draft cashed?
Yeah, it's already signed. Mr. Quinton's waiting in my office.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Thanks a lot. Let's do it.
Just wait here a moment, please. Hold on, folks. Just for a moment. Blackjack 17. He's making some pretty big bets on impulse. Now consistent pattern.
My kind of guy. Let's take a closer look. Is that a Rolex? They just drive them to me.
That's it, sir.
What?
6 a.m. We gotta end it.
You're kidding.
We'll be rolling again at 10. Sorry.
Got kind of tied up, you know. Guess you're gonna be mad at me.
Well, where are you?
Just out, messing around. I'm gonna make it up to you, Blynn.
You better.
I promise.
You have a good weekend, okay? You know you work too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I need, Blynn, really. It's just one good weekend.
Levin, frontline winner. Frontline takes the zone winner.
Hi.
Hi.
You still here? That was a really great run we had going there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stake me 200, and I'll share my winnings with you. What do you say?
No, thank you.
Okay, 100. 100.
believe this place is ours.
Oh, it's not.
It could be. We've got an option to buy. You can get a lot of sleep this weekend, eh? Bet you were out of the track. Did you tell Doug about coming over?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I hope Maggie likes him. Wouldn't it be great if they started dating? We could do things together, the four of us. Go out, have fun. Did you win anything?
Sort of.
How much?
I came home with 500.
Wow. Cool.
Ending with a bench clearing brawl. Replay clearly showed the puck crossing the goal line. The standings, Minnesota leads Winnipeg by 6 points, the Leafs by 15.
Yeah, I won 30 on North Carolina.
30? Hey, Dan, you're scaring me.
Take it or leave it.
What, are you trying to clean me up?
I really need this one, Frank.
You got 30 grand?
You gonna take my action or not?
I want to take it, but I'm gonna need a little something from you every Monday.
And I don't mean Tuesday, I don't mean Wednesday, I mean Monday.
Fine. 30 in North Carolina.
Well, she's a nice girl. Belinda's known her as long as I've known you.
Is she like Belinda?
No. But hey, if you don't like her, you know, we'll just watch the game.
Why? You got money on it?
North Carolina, 1.5 point pick.
Right. So, how's that work again?
Thing is, I win if North Carolina wins by 2 points or more.
Wow, Dan, you really go for it, eh? You know, we should get some serious playing sometime.
Like what?
Well, we've never been down to Atlantic City.
Right. We should do that sometime.
It's clubs, Dan. Dan, what's your problem? North Carolina have won, anyways.
Give me one. Just one.
Ah, shit. This is not good.
Yes!
Bill Gooden wants to see you. Sounded kind of urgent.
Morning.
Morning.
Alex Reismer called. About the Selkirk loan?
Oh, right.
He's coming down to sign out the operating funds.
All right, I'll get the paperwork ready. What's the number?
They need 200,000. Cash.
Hey, Dan. Your cash is here. The Selkirk account, 300,000. Is it going to be collected today or not?
It'll be here in an hour.
Pardon?
An hour?
Oh, I have to wait an hour?
What, you got a hot date?
Something like that.
Something like that? Want me to sign for it?
Would you mind?
My pleasure.
Oh, great.
Thanks. How are you?
Anything to declare?
Nope, sir.
$100,000.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir. There's been a mistake in the accommodations. My apologies, Mr.
Duncan.
Mr. Mahoney. Victor Foss. I just want you to know that my casino is your casino. I set aside a table at La Giacon so you can sample our excellent European cuisine.
Thank you.
Well, perhaps you'd prefer the Hayakita Steakhouse.
You know, barbecued ribs would be good with no sauce and a Coke.
Mr. Mahoney would like barbecued ribs, no sauce, and a Coke.
Thank you.
Mr. Mahoney, your new room key.
Forget the tables. You're not going to want to keep playing when you see our room.
Yeah, it's courtesy of the casino.
Really?
Yeah. Can you take these and hold on to them for me?
Yeah.
All right, don't give them back no matter what I say. Understand?
Jesus. It's got to be at least like
40 grand.
40 grand?
Yeah, that's a new system I'm working. Hey, you going to take them or not?
Yeah.
Come back in an hour or two and I'll have some more for you. Okay?
Sure.
I'll see you later.
Is that ribs no sauce?
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing. I don't want him interrupted. Take them back.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them to make some more. Mm-hmm. I want him on permanent standby. Is that understood?
Give me my money.
Dad, you told me not to, remember?
Oh, I changed my mind. All right, you brought a curse to that table. You know that? Just give me my money. Yeah, stay away from me.
Come on, man. I can't let you do this. We're talking 40 grand.
40 grand of my money.
Look, you gotta calm down. You gotta walk out of here now and think this
through. For the last time, give me my money and stay away from me.
Away or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, take it easy, man. You want a rib? We got plenty, but no sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting you on the floor.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. Bernie, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That guy you found in the stairwell. Mr. Ribs. He likes you. And you're gonna stick to him.
Sir, I didn't do nothing.
Well, then don't do nothing again. Now get out of my office before I change my mind.
Yes, sir. And thank you very much, sir. I won't let you down. I won't let you down. Thank you.
Hey.
Hey. You okay?
Where's the washroom?
There and there.
Okay.
Danny boy.
He's busy.
But he doesn't eat lunch?
Well, you know, work always comes first with Dan.
Well, right, except he's on the track and
he doesn't go that often.
Lindy told me yourself.
You've got no idea how hard he works, Maggie.
Working?
Anyone who works as hard as he does has a right to do what he wants with his disposable income.
Hey, you got that bank draft for me, Terry?
Bank draft.
From the Selkirk loan account?
Selkirk. There is so much activity on that account, I can't keep up.
I know the feeling.
Oh, yeah. Here we are.
Hey, I'm acting for a group of investors looking for short-term security.
Well, you've come to the right place, Dan.
I was thinking of bearer bonds.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Bonds are secure. Great way of moving money around fast. Okay, so would you like me to open up an account for you right now?
Yeah, $200,000 in the name of Roger Oskiner.
Okay. Hey. You see those Blue Jays on Monday night?
7-5?
Those guys are hot.
Oh, boy. Here comes trouble.
Big trouble.
Let me guess. Selkirk?
Nope, Oskiner.
Oh, Oskiner.
Yeah, he wants to sell bonds at market rate. Mahoney.
Anchor.
Yeah, where have you been? I called four times already.
Four times, huh?
Yeah.
So you want to hear the lines?
Hold on.
What the fuck?
I can't do this now.
You're not playing today?
Give me all the home teams in the National and all the away teams in the American.
You kidding?
Every game for the $1,000 max.
You're the man.
Okay.
The Selkirk account seems to be moving at incredible speed. Perhaps we should find out what their schedule is in the Advise Regional Office.
A higher line of credit would be a lot simpler.
Okay, good idea. Keep her sweet, Dan.
Right.
You've opened a loan account for Pembroke Trading?
Finally, yes.
I thought they'd run into partnership problems.
Well, I guess things are rolling. The documentation was all in place. You approved it yourself.
Okay. And Jake Arnold.
Jake Arnold. Same thing.
How long ago did we authorize credit?
2 years.
And he's never borrowed against it until now?
Nope, but he could have.
It's strange. You know, I think he set the whole thing up just so he could tell his friends he had $1 million credit line.
Oh, maybe business got bad. Maybe he won't be handing out jars of peanuts this Christmas.
He really does that?
Sure. Even his desk is peanut-shaped.
You're kidding.
No.
What a guy.
What a nut.
Good work, Dan.
Thank you, Bill.
Dan, There's a problem. Roger Oskiner.
What's the problem?
There's an interest payment overdue.
No problem. He's selling bonds today. Just stopped by to sign the order and pick up his cash.
He did?
Yeah.
I missed him again?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I'm gonna have to start bagging lunch, see if I can lay eyes on this guy. He's a goddamn phantom. Oskiner the Phantom.
Dan, you pick one hell of a night. The Pointer Sisters are in town. Want to see the show? Just let me know.
Thank you.
Anything you need right now?
Well, maybe later I might have some ribs.
Of course. And Bernie's right here to take care of you.
Evening, Mr. Allen. Ready when you are.
Ribs. The man wants ribs.
Hello?
Hi, Dan.
Hi. I think there's been a mistake.
Dan, I am no mistake. Now, why don't you slide right on over here and keep me company? Hello?
He told her that he was only interested in Lady Luck. No sex, no booze, no drugs. Our little roller is a purist. He's a goddamn thoroughbred. All he cares about is the next hand. He's a beauty. He's a beauty. I love him. I love him.
The Iceman.
I was thinking, you know, we could get away, you know, go away for a weekend or something, just you and me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jump on a plane. Go anywhere.
Are you serious?
Yes.
'Cause I'd really like that. And there's some really great deals going this time of year.
Great. I'll look into it, right? I promise.
Maybe somewhere hot?
Somewhere hot. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Give me all the home teams, every game, both Saturday and Sunday.
You want the CFL too?
All the underdogs.
Okay. Every game?
Yep. And I won't be around this weekend, so tell Frank I want the one horse in every race, both tracks.
You want to bet every race? You don't even know who's running then.
For the maximum. I'll see you Monday.
You better talk to Frank. I don't know if he'll cover you on this one.
Yeah, sure he will. Have a nice weekend, Mrs. Quinson.
Now, when are you going to get married?
Ma, don't bother my friends.
I don't like it when he makes stupid bets.
Why not?
It's disrespectful to my business and to me.
Yeah, but Frank, it's easy money.
If I take his action, I want him to play for real, you know? I mean, that way I feel better about taking his money.
Yeah. He's probably mad at me. That's the way they all get, you know? They get mad at you.
Yeah. They lose, and it's your fault, you know?
maybe
pretty
we
fucked
should,
up.
Maybe we should get mad at them.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
You know.
You know what? Why he wants to win? Why? So he has the money to keep losing. Now, how fucked up is that? So you want to get heavy?
No, let's get leave heavy. It the way it is. No, he enjoys it. You know, he enjoys seeing me every Monday. It's important to him. Anyway.
So there's something I want you to get.
You got enough to shut him down?
Yeah, maybe. But Frank Berlin's nothing, Jim. I want to tap into his whole network.
You got authorization for a tail yet?
Yeah.
So how much more do you need from me?
You know how much Bell charges for this stuff here? Huh? That's $50 a line. You got this whole sweet operation going on here. What do you give me?
Nothing relevant.
Nothing relevant. Oh, look, nothing relevant. I want names, Jim. Names.
Hey,
girls, how are you doing? Hey, you.
Hey.
I'll be right back. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Is there a problem here?
No problem. Taking a trip?
Now, look. Our deal is I see you on Monday.
Yeah. With 40.
You said 20.
I know, but now it's got to be 40.
Okay. 40. I'll see you Monday.
Is that your girlfriend?
You leave her out of this.
She's pretty. You kids take care of yourselves now. Have a good time.
All right. We should go to the gate.
Who were they?
Just some friends of mine from the track.
I don't think you should be seen with people like that, Dan. I think you work in a bank. I think they're going to damage
your
prospects.
All right. Forget about it. It's not going to spoil the weekend. Steve, I got a name here for you, an associate at Perlin's, Dan Mahoney. You want to check that out for me?
Yeah, we'll do.
All right. Mmm. Honey dip.
Honey glazed.
You like it?
Oh, I love it. It's stunning. But how much is it going to cost?
A friend of mine comes here a lot.
Yeah?
Swung me a deal.
Oh.
Oh. I want this to be a special time.
Okay.
Okay.
Just... Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We see.
It's very pornographic.
Dan!
Honey?
Yeah?
I'm gonna go for a walk. Take a look around.
I got nothing against Atlantic City, Dan. Victor Foss runs a hell of an organization for us. But hey, Vegas is Vegas. Vegas is where you come to play.
I guess so. Anything you need right now?
Yeah, I just want to be low-key. Right? No fuss. No one following me around.
He's at our casino in Vegas, in the region of 500,000. Cash.
Headhunters. So what the hell did you do to Mahoney?
I didn't do nothing.
Oh, you didn't do nothing? How come he's in Vegas and not here?
I don't know.
You're fired, you piece of shit.
Good field. I'll come with the four.
10 on 4.
Come on, shooter.
Come on, baby. It's been good so far.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an A.
I thought this guy was a chump.
So what do you want to know?
Everything Vegas doesn't. His mother's birthday, how he likes his steaks, if he wears boxer shorts or butt huggers. You got me?
Loud and clear.
Come back at dawn and tell me who the hell this Mahoney is.
I just heard that Mahoney is up over a million.
What?
Yes.
He's beating Vegas?
Yes.
Mahoney is beating Vegas? Okay. Get your man in Vegas onto the floor. Tell him to shoot him.
Sir?
Chloroform him. Break his legs. Get him out of there before he loses it all. Now!
Waiting for you in the room?
Honey, just give me a couple more minutes. I'm on a roll here.
Ma'am, could you just step away from the table, please?
What?
I must insist that you move away from the table. The players can't be disturbed right now.
Dan?
Just a few more minutes. All right, that's all.
But what about our weekend?
Just few more minutes. All right.
Roll the dice, please, sir.
Stay hot now.
Okay, baby, this is your call. Let's do it.
Come on now.
You can do it, man.
Big one, big one.
Stay there. Yeah.
What do you mean, no record?
I mean, like, nothing.
Not even a jaywalking ticket?
The only unusual thing about them is how many.
How many what?
Well, if you move the letters of his name around, it spells how many. Mahoney, how many?
Oh, you don't say. I'll file a report.
He works in a bank. Maybe Perlin's got plans for him, laundering money and stuff.
You know anything about the banking business, Steve?
I guess not.
I got a brother-in-law who used to work in that bank. It was 10 years ago, but you gotta ask permission to get married.
No way.
You think we got a lot of regulations?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
He makes $22,000 a year Canadian.
So he's some trust fund pump?
No.
Where the hell does he get all the money?
I don't know. Usual?
Drugs. No way. You have to see this guy.
Well, I got a little theory going. It's kind of what you might call a long shot, but I think that Yeah?
Excuse me, sir, but I thought you might like to know that Mr. Mahoney has left Vegas.
What? Already?
He's transferred $250,000 to our cage. He's taking the rest back with him to Toronto.
He won?
Yes. You could definitely call this a win.
So, he's gonna come back. And he's loaded. What's this man doing in my office? Who is this man? Pay him and get him out of here. And find that kid I fired.
Bernie.
Yeah. Tell him he's got his job back.
Dan?
Oh, I'm really sorry.
For what exactly?
I never meant to leave you alone. I tried to find you, but you left, and I guess I just missed you.
It's okay, I understand.
You do?
You gotta do what you gotta do. I know you can't help yourself, Dan. You got a gambling problem, and we are going to deal with this together.
No, Blynn, you don't understand.
No, I've been reading up about this, and the first thing you got to do is admit it to yourself.
Blynn, you got things wrong.
Just say it, Dan. If you just say it.
I don't have a gambling problem.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
I have a financial problem.
You owe money.
Yes.
To the men of the airport.
Yes, and I know what I'm doing. All right, you gotta trust me, please.
I have $2,000 in my savings account. If I cash in my retirement plan, it's another $3,000. Will that help? Will that make us into a normal couple? How much do you owe, for Christ's sakes? $20,000?
Where did you get that number?
I made it up!
Hey, look, Blynn, I know I've not been here for you lately, but things are different now. I had a great run last night, and that guy at the airport, I can pay him back in full.
And then what?
Things will be different.
Did we go to Vegas so you could clear a gambling debt? Because you know why I thought we went there? I mean, when I saw the room and everything. I mean, what was I supposed to think? Why do people go to Vegas? I thought we were going to get married. I mean, that's what normal people do in Vegas. It's not how I'd have planned it, but if you'd asked, I'd have said yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Do you want me to leave?
How you doing, banker?
So you have a good time in Vegas?
Not bad.
Yeah, you don't look good.
Your little lady didn't let him sleep.
Something like that.
Thank you. Is it still snowing out there?
Yeah.
What kind of snow?
I don't know. Big snow?
Big? I'm going to take a hint from you. I'm going to Vegas.
You're going to Vegas?
Yeah.
When?
When's my sweat jacket ready, David?
Tuesday, buddy.
We'll go Wednesday.
Are you placing bets for me?
Yeah.
I'll call you Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Morning. Dan Mahoney.
I know these audits are a pain, but we'll stay out of the way as best we can.
I was an audit myself.
So you know the drill.
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to take?
10 days. Maybe 8.
So, 10 days of this?
Maybe 8.
It's late this year, isn't it?
The blizzard.
No, the audit. Everyone's so jumpy.
Well, it has to be done, Flynn.
There's something missing here. The Ostener file. I only have a statement and one memo.
Dan tends to handle that one himself.
No manager's approval. No details of security. This client doesn't even seem to have an address.
Ah. The Phantom.
Excuse me?
I can't help you. You're going to have to ask Dan about Ostener.
There's one audit I heard about out west. The bank's only security system was an alarm that rang in the hotel next door.
Did they test it?
Of course.
What happened?
The waiter showed up with a tray of beer. well.
About the Ostener account.
What do you need to know?
There's no way I can pass this.
For what reason?
For a start. He's way over his credit limit. No authorization.
It was paid off.
It was.
In full. He sold bonds today.
Well, fine. That's that one done. I'm really trying to motor here. You know, we're 2 branches behind.
whatever I can do to help.
No pressure, Dan. You're looking for a strike. Straight down the middle. All ten, all ten, all ten, all ten.
Right up there.
Not so bad.
Okay, folks, I gotta go.
Oh, no, we were gonna treat you both at Swiss Chalet.
Swiss Chalet? Oh, I love Swiss Chalet. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Can I count on you, sir, to make sure the little lady gets home safe?
No, I think we can manage that. No, you go off and do what you have to do, son.
Thank you, sir. See you at home.
Do I even want to know the scores?
Sir, step over here, please. Arms up to the side. Okay, go ahead.
did very shortly. Might have left the snow in Toronto, but you don't want to know what the weather's like down there right now.
Hey, man, you looking for a ride?
No.
I can take care of you.
No, thank you.
Come on, man. You wait all night for a cab? I'm ready to roll, man.
Why aren't we on the highway?
I need to make a stop.
Oh, no stops.
It's kind of an emergency, you know?
I don't care if it's an emergency. No stops. Carry cash. I don't like it. I don't like people knowing my business. I don't like it.
But we could solve this problem very easily. All you have to do is take the funds to your bank and they'll wire it through to our bank.
Into an American account. There'd be personal identification requirements, tax stuff. No.
I'll look into alternatives.
Excuse me, Mr. Foss.
Oh, boy. Lock up the money.
Hey. Where's it going?
Hey. You're not playing tonight, Mr. Rao?
Sure, I'm gonna play, Bernie. She's rare.
Yeah.
Never been out here before, so...
Well, you know, that's on account of the windows. See, glass is tinted, so, it always looks dull outside. You know, some dude told me they pump in oxygen. Keep you guys high.
Huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
He's on the boardwalk. So happens that Vegas maintains an account in Canada, name of Sunshine Clearing Corporation.
Sunshine Clearing Corporation.
Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
All right, the deposit has to be in my name.
Or an associate's. Just let us know, bring him down, he signs the money over to you at the cage.
All right, what if... what if my associate's in Vegas? Could he sign for it at the cage in Vegas?
Yeah. Of course, Dan. No problem.
Yeah, I'll be making a transfer to your Sunshine Clearing Corporation account this afternoon.
Okay.
It's for my own use. But I need to release $40,000 to an associate in Vegas by the name of Frank Perlin.
Mr. Pirtle will have to sign for the whole amount, and we'll credit the rest to you here in sunny Atlantic City.
Are there any other details we should cover?
No, we'll take care of everything, Mr. Mahoney. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We have a problem with the Selkirk account.
What's the problem?
I don't know. Briggs has called a meeting with Dana and her father at Selkirk International. He wants you to be there.
Why are they doing this, Alex? I mean, no one except Dana seemed even remotely interested in this project. Here we go, slightly over our loan, and they're calling my goddamn father in.
It is highly irregular. We're barely half a million over.
She's, how far over? Exactly.
Just under 5 million.
5 million?
Hmm.
Already. Incredible.
So you want to give her a tighter line of credit?
Absolutely not.
The inspection department wants to classify the loan as risky?
No. We are here, gentlemen, to try and force her father to guarantee the loan. If he does, I want her to borrow every cent we can lay our hands on. It's a bit of a gamble, but... let's not talk numbers. A few million won't mean much to a man like Selkirk. I'm afraid we now consider the projections to be rather optimistic.
In what way?
Mr. Briggs is referring to the failure of the original membership plan.
Failure.
Which was based on tax benefits, which have now been withdrawn.
But our new... marketing strategy is becoming very successful, as you know.
I appreciate the fact that the bank has a big stake in this project. I'm surprised it hasn't voiced its concerns earlier. But I am willing to provide additional security for Dana's project, if it'll get the damn thing up and running.
Well done, Mahoney. Get the paperwork ready before he changes his mind, will you?
Yeah. Mahoney's coming down with 1.4 million. They just got the transfer. Only it's made out to an associate name of Perlin. He's meant to sign the money over in Vegas.
So?
Well, apparently there's no Perlin in Vegas to sign.
What?
They've been holding a room for him, but he hasn't shown. Mahoney's going ape shit.
Who is this Perlin? His business partner?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Mahoney. Except if we don't get his money to him tonight, then we may not get it tomorrow.
Wait a minute. This is the guy from Toronto who plays flat out. And you're telling me you don't know his story?
I don't want to know his story.
Are you saying we could be facing a serious judgment call here?
Only if we know what we don't.
Where is this Perlin?
Toronto.
So fly him down. He can sign off here.
Mahoney's already run that by him. He says he's out of the question tonight.
If the transfer's in his name, Perlin's got to sign off of the cage.
That's the bottom line?
That's the bottom line. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
How about this? What about we just take the cage, not the actual cage, but the personnel and the paperwork, and fly it to Toronto?
What are you trying to say?
Perlin signs off at the cage, at the airport, in Toronto.
I told you, I'm not flying anywhere till my new suede jacket's ready.
You don't have to fly anywhere. He can collect tonight at the airport.
But it's not Monday.
I know. Meet me at the executive terminal at 6.
Executive terminal?
By the rental car place?
Okay. At 6?
I'll think about it.
The call came from 500 Temperance Street.
Mm-hmm. Mahoney?
Yeah. They're in deep, him and Perlin.
How deep you figure?
I don't know. But deep.
So what about this airport drop-off? You heard anything like that before?
No. But $10 says we're onto a drug deal.
No bet.
Wimp.
Hi.
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 I didn't know if you were on the phone or...
Come in.
Where'd you sleep last night?
In the car. I didn't want to disturb you.
But I thought we had an agreement. Like, I thought it was going to be different. I mean, that's what you said. Right, that's what you said.
Right, you think we got problems, Blynn? Take a look at Mexico's foreign debt.
We do have a problem, Dan! And you are not giving yourself a chance!
Blynn, please.
Or me!
All right, keep your voice down.
What would you do if you were me, Dan? You just tell me that. You expect me to just... to sit back and watch you throw your career down the drain, not to mention our relationship.
All right, we'll talk about this tonight.
We both know I'm not going to see you tonight. I got you this. I mean, I figured if you're going to... gonna stay out all night, you know, you might as well keep warm.
The winter coat.
I won't see you tonight.
Hey, this is great.
Will I?
Blynn, listen.
No, I listen when you have something to say, Dan.
New car?
You like? It's got a TV in the back.
It's got a TV?
Yeah, in the back. What the fuck are we doing out here?
We're heading down to Atlantic City.
So what do you want, a kiss goodbye? Give me the money.
It's in the terminal.
Boy, you got in one of those lockers? Hey, you got a new coat?
Yeah, it's from my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's nice. Why do you walk around looking like a douchebag all the time for?
Some girls go for that, Frank.
Not where I come from. Where you going?
I forgot a bag. It's bad to go through customs with no bag.
Where you going?
It's all right.
How much for the bags?
Well, they're free to customers.
Great. Can I have one?
Yeah, you're not a customer,
okay.
So.
How much for the bags?
$5.
$5. No, that's nuts. You give them away for free.
$5.
What are these two clowns up to, you figure?
They trying to do to me, Dan.
Getting you your 40 grand?
I hear by under the name Frank Perlin to be paid to Dan Mahoney.
Just trust me.
There's no amount there. No. want to sign it?
Yes. You sign it, and then you get the 40 grand.
All done?
Okay. Just a second.
She looks like Tina Turner. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Have a good trip.
I never gamble myself, personally. Well, I just don't see the attraction in it. Well, winning, I guess. But there isn't much of that, is there? If there was, I'd be out of a job. If you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, you win and lose. Every time you play, there's plus and minus. Always.
That a fact?
That's a fact.
Well, Toronto sure looks like a nice place. We saw Niagara Falls on the way over. It was just fantastic.
I've never been.
You've never been? How come you've never been?
I guess I don't want to use up all of Canada too soon.
Oh. 7956 Whiskey. I want to know who chartered that flight and where he's going.
Murdoch, New Jersey State Police Department. We want to see a patron reference card for a Frank Perlin.
Perlin? We don't have one.
How about Dan Mahoney?
Thank you.
This means a deposit of $360,000, and this is a deposit of $620,000.
$620,000 cash?
That's correct.
And $1.4 million today.
By transfer.
Will you look at this? The Iceman's playing $70,000 a hand.
Table.
What?
Holy shit.
There you go.
They got nothing on Perlin, but Mahoney's in Atlantic City, betting tens of thousands of dollars a hand. He's known there. He lost millions there, Ben.
But he's gambling?
Big time. The guy says like the Super Bowl in there. Ben, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So what do you want to do?
I think I want to get a couple of cars out here and catch me a bank thief is what I want to do.
Okay, we're looking for an eight. Jake, an eight shootout. Eight, frontline winner.
Pick up right now. Just walk out.
I can't do that, Bernie.
Sure you can.
I can't do that.
Look, you did it. You got him by the balls. I'm telling you, man. Please, just pick up. Walk. Right now.
Bernie, I just got here.
Hey, mark it. We're out of here.
Nope. No, thank you.
Okay, shake an eight, shooter. Same good shooter coming out.
Come on.
Hey, front line winner. Here the line takes the three.
Why is he stopping?
He never stops.
He's not playing. Victor, I swear if this guy walks with $9 million.
You want to know how we're doing? To me at 4 a.m.
Your days, Mr. Hill.
Hey, Stu.
Vegas. Bernie, I've never tipped you.
No, your money's no good here, Mr. Ram. You know that.
Take it.
Thank you, sir, but no thank you.
No, you're not at the casino, Bernie. All right, this is for you.
I appreciate it, but, I mean, I can't, sir. You know, I'm real sorry you lost all that money, Mr. Ram.
Thanks, Bernie.
Sure is a real nice coat you got there. Is it from the missus?
You take care of yourself, Dan.
You too, Mr. Foss.
I know you didn't get to eat. So, ribs, no sauce, and a Coke, right?
Thank you.
Goodbye, Dan. God bless.
See you soon.
Mr. Rem.
Bag. Thank you, Bernie.
Bernie?
Yes, Mr. Foss?
This time you really are fired.
I want to find out where he's going before we move in on him.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Thought I set a couple of cars.
It's gonna be a slow night.
Who do you think we're waiting for? Butch Cassidy?
I was just thinking, you want to go see Niagara Falls sometime? I guess you've been before.
All right, take him.
Is there a problem?
Turn around and put your hands on your head. Put your hands behind you. You're being charged with suspicion of theft over $200.
You've got a gambling problem, right?
No. No, sir.
Come on, you didn't get a buzz out of it?
I have a financial problem, a shortfall.
$10.2 million.
Approximately.
Who else was in on it, huh?
No one.
Come on, you expect us to believe that?
I had a lot of luck. A whole lot of luck.
At the bank, but not at the tables.
Dan Mahoney? Oh, no. It's quite impossible.
How do you know him?
From the track.
You do business with him?
Do I do business with him? Did you ever sign bank drafts presented to you by Mahoney?
What are you asking about him for? What about me?
I wonder if his diet had anything to do with it.
Dana! Well, I guess you've got the perfect excuse to change banks now.
Are you kidding? Finally got something on those assholes. In fact, let's go down and put up bail.
Dana, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Away from the car, there's nothing to see here. It's not worth getting run over now. That way. You, away from the car.
I'm sorry they suspended you, Blynn. They shouldn't have done that. How many others?
13.
13? Including Bill Gooden?
No, not Bill.
Good.
But he is taking early retirement.
What have I done? To all those people.
You want me to pull over? It's all right. You need to just relax. You want to turn on the radio?
Saw his team sweep to victory again last night, 26-18 against the Eskimos. Other action, the Ticats won a squeaker against Ottawa, 23-22 by a field goal with just 3 seconds on the clock. The Argonauts steamrolled the Alouettes, 46-18. Montreal would really like to have back.
Listen. You can't go through the rest of your life not being able to listen to sports scores.
You're right.
Me too. I really love you.
I love you too.
How would you rate the thrill you got from gambling on a scale of 1 to 100?
Hundred.
And what about the biggest thrill you've ever had outside of gambling? How do you feel about living the rest of your life with a max of 20?
Okay. 20's okay.
Thank you.